Next up, we've got Good Guys Sojabe. Justice never sleeps. I like the low, quiet backing vocals that sort of fill out the low end of the sound. They sound like chanting monks or something, which I kind of hear at the start, and I feel like that sets a pretty cool mood right at the start of the song. You know, I like the guitar tone too, and right away I'm ready to like this song. The verse vocals sound like they're run through like a slightly overdriven tube amp, and there's some kind of pleasant distortion on them, which I think adds to the vibe. I'm not really familiar with the whole Judge Dredd comic book thing, but it seems like the lyrics track with what I read on Wikipedia. The layered vocals on the chorus work really well, too. I like the voice that screams the word fascist. That's a good word to scream, I guess. And, like,
Hell yeah,
there's also at the end of the song, like, that voice, that's the same fascist screaming voice, kind of trails off at the end in the same way, like, if you're familiar with Smells Like Teen Spirit, it ends on that line, like, a denial, like, at the very end, and is allowed to, like, sort of is the last thing you hear. And, you know, that's angsty, grungy goodness, and I think that's great. But if I were to have to make a suggestion, I'd say that last line is Golden Eagle on his shoulder, which may be factual, and it maybe makes sense in the context of the character, but, like, for such an emotionally powerful last line, that line doesn't have a lot of emotional resonance, like the phrase, a denial does and Smells Like Teen Spirit, so... It kind of left me scratching my head as to why that particular line was the one that got the strong emotion. Like, I understand why it's on fascist, but maybe not on Golden Eagle on his shoulder. So those were my rambling thoughts.
I know nothing about Judge Dredd beyond what we just discussed and beyond what Google told me, because I, had to look it up given that there were no song bio notes about it, which, mixed opinions on that all around, I'm sure. But even without listening, this sounds straight out of an action movie. The chorus vocals have me sold on a genre that's super not my style. It does feel like it drags on a little sometimes. The intro is a little long in particular. But overall, you're doing this genre a pretty good service, where I feel like a lot of songs in this genre kind of categorically suck. But no, I'm in. Hell yeah, brother.
So first run through these songs, when I saw this coming up next on the list, a voice in my head said, "Welp, we know what this is going to sound like," and I was not far off. GGS has a sound, they have an approach. It sounds like they have an additional vocalist on the choruses, though, and that guy can really belt it out. But all in all, pretty typical GGS, which is good news for those of us who like that sound. I thought it got maybe a little repetitive by the end. Like, I think it could have used a weird instrumental bit or a bridge near the end to break it up and help keep this old man awake. But yeah, good, reliable, good guy, Sojabe.
Yeah, I am begging for a guitar solo also, now that I think about it. Like, as soon as you said it was lacking something towards the end, I'm just hearing a sick guitar solo with wah-wah in my head and just wishing it was there.
Yeah, or a weird freak-out bridge would be awesome. Yeah, anything like that to just break it up would have been a very slight improvement.
Yeah.
They would have gone so far up in my rankings.
Yeah, I'm still giving it a hell yeah, brother.